stop comparing yourself where other people are at and what other people are doing in their business, and get really fucking clear on what is the next step for you that feels aligned to your vision and your values and your purpose. And it actually should look different to everybody else. Success in business is so much about those daily habits and compounded results.
A lot of people, I feel that it's not necessarily that they don't want to do the work, but it's more like they're not aware of the sacrifices that people are making.
Awesome. Well, today we are going to be talking about patience and delayed gratification in business.
When you speak to anyone who has a lot of success from delayed gratification, they actually just fucking love the process. They love the journey.
And it is so important in business in particular.
This is how you're going to be rewarded by that delayed gratification and focusing on the bigger picture rather than getting those quick wins.
Welcome to another episode of Talk Toby to Me. I'm Jess.
And I'm Meg, and we're two sisters that love to talk all things business, mindset, self-development, and everything in between.
This is normally part of our weekly phone catch-ups, but hot girls don't gatekeep, so we've decided to bring our combos to you.
G'day.
G'day, mate. G'day, officer.
How's your week been?
It has been so good. Like, I just feel so in flow of late. It has been like business as usual, because every second week is when just coincidentally 90% of my business mentoring calls land on, because they're fortnightly. So I just had some really great calls with clients. I also did a content stint with Ruby. Again, we hired a different studio out, and fuck me, we just were on fire. So the last time we did it, it was more like to get B-roll, and I don't know. I just like don't love doing that, but it was whatever it was. But this time we were like, let's just mic up and ask each other questions. And it was kind of like if you're on a podcast, I guess. So I was just like in my absolute element. And then we did some together, like sitting on the couch, where we would like go back and forth. And just like, I just felt we both were saying how we felt so energized afterwards. And I'm just excited because the stuff that came out was so fucking valuable.
I love that. You know what actually just came up for me then? You just spoke about doing the way you were recording was like very similar to like if you're on a podcast, and you said it so like blasé, like it's just something that you know how to do now. And a year ago, we were not podcasters.
Yeah, true.
And like it terrified us. So it's just a good, like it's great evidence that you can do something that's terrifying and then it becomes second nature.
Bro, how many times the year before last, did I say to you my biggest like limiting belief is that I can't talk like on a whim? Like I can't, what's the word? I can't talk ad lib. That was the story that I fucking told myself every single day.
Fuck, I love that. Even the girls in the salon, like they, like Emily used to be terrified to talk on her story, as did I probably like a year prior. And now she talks on her story and it's like,
yeah,
she just does it. And now like I've got other girls that are at that same stage where they're like, I've got to record this or I want to record this. I'm terrified. I'm like, just fucking go balls to the wall and you will find in a year's time it's going to be super, super easy.
Yeah, fully. And like now I would literally rather just do it. And actually the funny thing was I actually voice messaged Ruby the morning of, because she'd only texted me the day before saying, do you want to do this content thing tomorrow afternoon? And I was like, fuck it, just book it in so that we just, even if it's not amazing, we're still getting it done. And I messaged her the morning of saying, I just need to let you know how I'm feeling. I'm feeling a little bit anxious about this afternoon because I'm so unprepared. But, like, I'm still going to come. Like, I'm still, you know, we're still going to do it. And she replied saying, oh, my God, babe, like, I'm feeling the exact same. So that's so funny. And then we were talking about the fact that we're so embodied in what we're talking about, we didn't need to prepare. Like, we literally just do what we know best. And
why are we the same person? Maybe I'm the same person as Ruby as well.
Stop trying to slide into me, Ruby's bestie friendship.
I'm weaseling my way in. Like, you watch this face. No, so this morning I was getting ready and I can't remember what the thing was, but something popped into my head that I was like, I need to record this because I want to get a mic so that I can, like you're saying right now, what I do, I have this like toxic trait of like, making notes or saving in a folder shit that I want to record, and in my head I make it this big deal that I've got to sit down and do this like all that, like, get through all these like amazing ideas that I have written down in my notes or in a folder on Instagram to like record for content, and then like it's this whole big thing in my head. Whereas this morning when I was getting ready, there was something in my like a great thing I wanted to talk to. I can't remember what it is now, but I wrote it down, and I was like, I'm going to get a mic so that I can just do it as I'm getting ready or like record it. And it's just like off the cuff. And then I've got the content and it's not this big thing that I have to sit down and do. So yeah, I fully agree. But yeah, the point of our discussion right now is that the more you do something, the easier it becomes, and everything is hard before it becomes easy.
And also, if you have a lot of resistance to creating content in your, in quotations, area of expertise, it could quite possibly be that you're not completely embodied in what it is that you're trying to teach. So maybe you do actually need to upskill further in that area.
Yeah.
If
you have a lot of resistance to something, lean the fuck into it or you're not going to overcome it.
Mm.
Like if we just didn't do the pod or you didn't like organize the content days, you wouldn't be getting better at those things.
And then the other thing, which I haven't told you yet because I saved it for the pod, I came up with the fucking best I can't even tell you on the pod anyway. I need to tell you off air.
All right. We'll go
no, yourself. Because I don't want to like talk about it yet. But guys, I've come up with the fucking coolest idea for MGTVY. Wow, I'm so excited because it's
okay. Now I've got to wait hours to find
literally
out.
Because it's to my knowledge never been done before, and it's just I was thinking, the thing that kind of led me to come up with this idea is I was really thinking about how I can take my business to the next level and in the way of how it's structured and what offers that we have. So I'm so excited. I literally texted...
Talk dirty to me.
Yeah, I literally texted the girls in the group chat. I said, oh my fucking God, I can't wait till you guys come up, which is in a few weeks Lauren, because I have just come up with the best idea, and they were both fucking spamming me like, you have to tell us right now. And then Lauren was like, group FaceTime. So I literally called them and told them, and they're so keen.
I love that.
Yeah. But the last thing is we've just finalized this, I guess like a pitch for running nutrition seminars for businesses. So Shioni and I are going to do that together. It's a new addition to the biz. So if you are a, you know, salon, like I've done one at a hair salon before and I absolutely loved it. But yeah, for your salon or any team,
okay,
really.
Well, I'm a salon and I just thought you should absolutely, without a doubt, when you come and visit me next, which you're fucking due, let's just put that out there, you should run one, like you should do one in my salon and we'll advertise it like throughout the Illawarra, because I think I can think of that many people in the beauty industry in my local area that need to know this information,
yeah.
Even my own staff. So I think let's lock that
fine,
in.
Fine, business trip. And yeah. Just for everyone's, for context, it's our purpose is very much to improve the mental health and productivity and energy levels and just team dynamic so that you can have a happier and healthier like working environment.
Yeah, I love that. And I think people don't realize the impact that your health and nutrition has on every other facet of your life and business.
100%. So, yeah. If you...
Well, a lot of people don't, particularly in beauty.
Yeah, so if you want us to email you our pitch, send me a DM. How was your week?
My week was massive, like really, really big. I'm feeling quite depleted. Actually, I was yesterday. I had a great sleep last night. So I have finally found the person that I can foresee staying as like staying in my business long term from a finance perspective. So I've found the person that I need in my business to help me double down on cash flow, like monitoring and forecasting, like profit targets, all of the accounting side of my business, like all of the payment side, basically anything to do with finance and accounting. I have found my woman. And anyone in business knows that when you finally find the right person for the job, it just feels amazing. So I'm keen to get started with her. Literally just signed the contract yesterday. And it's going to be, yeah, a great opportunity for me to double down on all of that stuff for my business growth. And then I actually felt the burning need to get all my girls a giant bunch of flowers this week because they've all experienced huge amounts of growth in recent times in completely different ways, and they're all on completely different journeys. And I was like, oh, I want to get Lauren a bunch of flowers to say congratulations on this. And I wanted, like, same for Emily and same for Anne, but like completely different reasons. So yesterday Emily actually came to the salon for a meeting, and she was getting her brows done with Jess, who also works out of our salon. And so I got the flowers and I had a little moment with each of them separately to say congratulations. Like for Emily, she has kind of made the decision to focus on the tattooing and step away from the business stuff because the tattooing ties in much better with her new focus as a mum. And she's really put in so much work in terms of her social media, and she's just stepped into a new era of her building their own businesses under the House of Brows umbrella. So Emily's getting really great results and really great feedback from her clients. They all love her, and she's excelling on in a new level to previously. So, and then Lauren has recently been putting in so much work in terms of practicing her tattooing skills and focusing on getting really good at social media, which is something she has identified that she struggles with a little bit. So you can tell that she's really been, like, from a tattooing technical perspective, like I can see the growth she's had in her skills from the practice she's been putting in lately, because she's a much newer artist than Emily, for example. And yeah, she's just come strides in the last couple of weeks. And it was like this one day where we could both see that transition from like where she was to where she is now. So that was a big congratulations for her. And then Anne, she is new to the salon, and she has had her first couple of weeks in the salon, and so it was a bit of a welcome and then also congratulations on your first couple of weeks. And then if you look at Anne's content, and as we all know, or Meg and I definitely know, your content is your, you know, it is your biggest tool for in the beauty industry, like growing your books, for example, and then any other industry. It's like your portfolio. It is the first thing people are going to see, and it is your greatest marketing tool. And in our business, it's the biggest reflection of your bookings. So Anne has had, like, if you saw her content before she worked for me versus just versus her content since she's been working in my salon, I gave her like a few things to tweak and focus on, and she has come so far. Like, the comparison is insane, and she's really been putting in the work there. So they're all on different journeys, they're all on different, like, in different stages of their journey, on different timelines and whatnot. So I just wanted to congratulate them all on their individual growth. And on the back of that, with Emily stepping away from the business side of things, I am on the hunt for like a new social media manager and a new assistant, because I do have one assistant who does an array of tasks for me currently, who is great, but I need a different assistant and social media manager, and this new assistant will be doing a lot of the business development. So I'm on the hunt for those two hires, and I'm in a few different discussions, but I'm very big on like finding the right person for like longevity in my business. So that's what I've been focusing on. And in the meantime, I've taken on a little bit of like the business, a bit more of the admin side of things in the interim. So I've been super busy, but it's just the season that I'm currently in, and that's totally fine. And then I'm flying to the Gold Coast this afternoon. Yay. To stay with my sissy for the weekend.
We've got a fucking jam-packed weekend.
Yeah, like standard procedure for us. So should we talk about what we're doing?
Next time.
Okay.
Okay. What are you grateful for?
I'm so grateful for the growth that my girls have had over the past few weeks, and I'm just really proud of them. And like, you can see the growth, and I love that I can bring that out in people and help facilitate that for them.
I was going to say, you should be proud for like, thanks, you know, being the boss.
Thanks.
The boss leader.
The boss.
I am also really grateful for my team. I had a few things like individually. There was something that I'm sure she won't mind me saying, that she only kind of a little fuck up, but it was like she messaged me about it, apologizing, and then she actually followed that by saying, this is what I'm going to do moving forward to like, yeah. And I just was really proud of her, and also like proud of myself for kind of creating such a good dynamic between us. And then also I gave Lauren some feedback, and I very quickly realized that she maybe didn't take it so well like initially. And so I called her. I said, I just want to check in to see how you're feeling about that feedback. It was literally about something small, like a piece of content. And she was like, yeah, to be honest, it took me back a bit, because like there's not often things that I need to like get her to fix. And she was like, but once I was able to like kind of realize that, then now I can look at it objectively. And I just feel really grateful that like I'm able to recognize kind of and be vulnerable in that way with them, and also just how they communicate with me and are so open, and it's just great. And then my new marketing manager's just fucking killing it. So
And I think the big thing that we have created within our teams is that they know that we are sharing feedback from a constructive place of love.
100%.
And that it's not to be insulting, and that it's always in their best interest for them to grow.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I could, for example, let the girls continue on with no feedback and they wouldn't grow and evolve. And they'd be like, why am I still in this same place? So I think that is our actually part, like one of the biggest parts of our role as a leader is to facilitate the growth.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's just like if they're not expecting it.
Yeah, and I think when it is rare, it's like a bit of a shock sometimes.
Yeah, but it was just nice. And I felt also grateful that I was able to go, oh, I can feel she's like didn't feel amazing about that. So I'm just going to quickly check in and make sure that it's like she knows it's coming from a good place. I just made her redo a, doesn't even need to be off air. I made her redo a video, a reel that she, so she does 8 reels a month for like educational reels, and then 4 additional kind of like trendy reels. a month, and one of the educational reels, I watched it and I was like, I literally have no idea what you're trying to say. And so I said, like, can you send India, who's our marketing girl, like your points, and she can help you kind of recreate it. And I think it just took her back a bit because I've never before asked her to remake a whole video. I've just said, like, in future, I would have done this differently.
Yeah, but I think also when you're in the zone of creating your own content, you can get a, like, sometimes a little bit detached from, like, an outsider's perspective. Yeah, so it's good to have, like, someone else reflect that back to you.
Yeah, yeah, fully.
Before we get into the topic, if we could just ask one favor. We can see that there's so many of you that listen weekly but aren't following yet, and this is the number one thing that will help us grow. So if you're enjoying this episode so far, can you please, please, please click follow or subscribe wherever you are listening. Awesome. Well, today we are going to be talking about patience and delayed gratification in business. So delayed gratification is something that a lot of people struggle with, and it is so important to understand its importance in business in particular. Gratification is the feeling of happiness that we get after achieving a goal or fulfilling a desire. It can also come from having our social needs met, such as gaining approval or recognition from others. So the difference between gratification and delayed gratification is whether or not you're chasing that immediate fulfillment of your desires, needs, or expectations. So for example, you'll notice that some people want to achieve their goals immediately without, like, an understanding of the work and the time involved and, like, really setting those strong foundations first, while others are willing to put in that work and dedicate themselves to finding the best possible path forward. So, and I think the latter are the ones that you find will find a lot more success because they understand that it's so important to put in all that foundational work that, again, a lot of people don't see behind the scenes. And so you're not getting that recognition, validation, and, like, having those social needs met whilst you're going along that journey of putting in that work to achieve the goal. We as coaches and mentors, like, see this a lot within our own clients because and something that we constantly have to reflect back to certain clients, because it is easy to look at someone like, for example, Meg or myself on social media and think, oh my God, they just launched that XYZ overnight, or they've done this, that, and the other thing, and see people, like, so easily, like, or see people or be quick to judge someone as, like, an overnight success, for example, when you haven't seen all that work that's gone in over such a long period of time to get to the launch or to get to whatever it is that you've just seen the end result of.
Mm. And not even work that's directly for that launch or whatever it is, but, like, all of the compounding work that we're putting into, or whoever it is are putting into, their self-development, their networking, like, so many different skills that then come into play.
And on that, like, it is so much about, like, success in business is so much about those daily habits and, like Meg said, compounded results, which are from so many little things day in, day out, that get you to that end result.
And just back on what you said about, you know, there's people that don't want to do the work. There's also a lot of people, I feel, that it's not necessarily that they don't want to do the work, but it's more like what you're saying, it's not, they're not aware of the sacrifices that people are making. So, and just, like, yeah, what you don't see from the outside looking in. And actually, such a good example of this is with one of the business mentoring clients that I had a call with this week. The probably the last three or four calls we've had, very this has been a prevalent topic of conversation, And I've kind of been coming at it from different angles and stuff like that, in the way that she would love to run, you know, those short, cheap challenges, and post a lot of like influencer content that's going to get high engagement, but it's not necessarily going to bring her in any leads or sales and stuff like that. And we've been working on a longer term and more importantly sustainable strategy to build her recurring revenue, and also to build it in a way where she's not just, where she's A, getting more aligned clients, and B, getting more money for the time that she's like spending with those clients or whatever it is. And it was funny because on the call this week, I think it finally clicked, and she was like, I'm ready to like stop doing challenges and like all of the things that we kind of spoke about. And literally the next day, she sent me a screenshot where she had 3 new one-on-one clients sign up, and also 2 new clients that signed up on her app, which is like a evergreen, much lower like ticket offer. And in the past would have been something she'd again be trying to push because it's like cheap and people like it's easy to get people on it. Whereas like she just messaged me saying like she got these 3 one-on-ones, and then she messaged after going, oh my god, and 2 people signed up to the app and she didn't even know, and she hadn't had any for like months. And I was like, it's actually like the universe going, this is how you're going to be rewarded by that delayed gratification and focusing on the bigger picture rather than getting those quick wins.
That's exactly what came up for me then, is I was thinking, she has shifted her mindset and energetically is now allowing that success to come from this new mindset. And I think that's such a big piece of mentorship, is helping people shift their limiting beliefs and changing their mindsets to achieve this success. Because obviously there's so much around strategy and us facilitating that, but if you've got the strategy and you don't have the mindset to go with it, then you're just not gonna get there.
100%. And particularly the mindset around not attaching your self-worth, or not making it mean something about you if, you know, a client cancels, or if like you have a week where no one signs up or whatever it is. Because even when she sent me those wins, I said, also just remember, it is not linear. And obviously, like, I celebrated her wins, but it's also like, yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I guess the biggest thing that Jess and I want to kind of drive home with this is that you'll actually fuck yourself in the long run, because your audience is not going to feel safe in the more expensive investments when you then do try and sell them. Because if you're constantly trying to discount and launch cheap things that, or like I said, like post all this influencer content or whatever it is to try and just get that quick instant gratification.
Yesterday, this came up for, I did a free business audit, which is something we now offer, like I now offer for potential leads. And she was talking to the fact that when I audited her business and I identified that she is doing like a little bit of discounting, and we talked to that in regards to, so there was a whole piece around, first of all, this particular person needs to revisit her vision and get really fucking clear on her client avatar. And, like that segued into me, one of the things I identified in her business was the fact that she is doing some discounting, and she goes, oh, I only do that if I've got like a last minute availability. And I reflected back to her that because she's feeling like she needs to fill that to get that instant gratification, if we're making it in the context, like putting it in the context of this episode. But if she like if she was to revisit her vision for the business, and obviously this is in context of what I identified her vision as, and if she doubled down and got really clear on her client avatar, she should, and then on the back of that, then get super, like double down on her brand and building a really strong brand, she would then, as a result, have a wait list of people that would snap that appointment up at full price because of her setting those three foundations that I just talked about, rather than devaluing her business, her brand, and her services by then offering that as a, at a discounted rate to fill the spot. Because I would never in my business, because of the brand that I've built and all that foundational work that I've put in, I would never have to discount an availability to fill a spot. And even so, like I would rather use that time if I had a cancellation. Like sometimes I don't even, like I rarely get them. And if I do, I don't even post them because I'm going to use the time to for something more productive than like filling that last minute spot. Yeah, for quick cash, because I value that long term, like the longevity of my business and the long term results of my business and my brand. And it's just totally off brand for me to discount a last minute spot. So that's like kind of one example of delayed gratification versus instant.
And actually, even what you just said about working on the business in that time instead, something I actually said to this particular client as well is like, we can't do the foundational stuff that we need to for you to be able to build this dream business because you keep trying to, you know,
spend energy elsewhere on the short term fixes.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the same as this client I spoke to yesterday.
Yeah.
She's so bogged down in the day to day, like working her ass off on the tools. And I'm like, if you want to get to where you want to be, you have to make changes with how you're, like how you're showing up every day.
Yeah. So instant gratification is closely linked to dopamine, which I'm sure you guys have heard of. It's a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and reward. And the important thing with this is that the more you're feeding that dopamine with destructive habits or behaviors, the more it is actually going to decrease your baseline levels of dopamine, which means you're going to find it more and more difficult to delay that gratification. So it's like a muscle that you need to train. So you guys might have heard of the marshmallow experiment, where they had kids that sat in a room with a single marshmallow on a plate and they were told that they could eat it now or they could wait 15 minutes to receive two marshmallows. And the study actually found that the children who waited for the two had overall better health and scored higher on standardized tests later in life. So it's just a really good example of how you will be rewarded long term by delaying gratification more frequently.
I'm actually feeling attacked right now because last night guys, there's new biscuits and they are the best biscuits on the market.
What are they?
Fight me on this. I actually was going to buy a pack to bring up, but I just thought we'll go get them. Surely you have them on the Gold Coast.
What are they?
You can only get them. So Dylan and I originally found them.
I'm not
this
really
relates, guys, I swear.
I'm not really a Bicky gal.
No, neither. Okay, neither. But just hear me out and I'm going to make you try them tonight. Like we're going to get a package.
I've prepared Ninja Creamy for you.
Oh, thank fuck. I was telling someone yesterday that I put in my order. I was telling a client. So
you can put your Bickies in the Creamy.
Fuck off. So guys, Dylan and I went to this like convenience store that's in Wollongong. That's like, you know, those ones that sell all the American candy and chocolate. And we found this pack. Also, he thinks I'm so annoying because I'll be like, no, I don't feel like that. I'm going to get this other thing. And then he'll pick this
every
thing.
Girl
and then I'll want his. Yeah. And I don't want mine. And I'm like, I don't feel like mine anymore. And then he gets cut because I eat his. Anyway, he got this pack of Bickies. They're Mars Secret Center biscuits. So they're like Mars bar brand.
Yeah.
Like, they're like Tim Tams on steroids, but way better and a bit different.
Are they like squigglies?
No. They're like round biscuits.
Yeah.
And they're like biscuity on the bottom, fully covered in chocolate, and they've kind of got like a bit of... They don't fully taste like Mars bars, so I don't think that's the vibe, but like they're off their fucking tits. Anyway,
they sound like squigglies. Have you had squigglies?
I don't know. No,
they sound like squigglies, and I fucking love them.
No, they're in their own level. They're in their own league, okay? Anyway, on my way home from work last night, I bought two packs thinking, okay, scrap that. I don't want to admit that. Take that bit out. No, on my way home from work last night, I bought some from Coles. I like literally made a special trip on the way home, and I ate the whole pack on the drive home because I couldn't wait to get home to eat them. Like the whole pack was gone when I got home, like full blown. There might have been like one or two that I ate like in the lift up.
Okay, like, okay.
There was no delayed gratification in that pack of
biscuits. I understand where it's coming from. And this is really interesting because whenever I get my fish bowl and Nick and I drive there, trying to not eat it before we get home is like the hardest thing ever.
Yeah, so and it's that. Like you want to open the lid and just go,
yeah, yeah. But then I keep having to tell myself it'll taste better when it's all there at the end and I've waited longer and I'm sitting watching maths. Yep.
It doesn't fucking taste better.
Also, you've gotten into maths.
Wait, fully, it's Dylan's fault.
I love it.
Fuck. No, and I'm actually into it.
I want to get Lucinda on our podcast because I'm literally her biggest fan.
Oh my God, guess what? Dylan said that she reminds him of me.
Oh, bless.
In our relationship.
Yeah, fully.
He's like, they kind of low-key, like, remind me about
us. Did you see my video on my story last night that Nick was, like, reenacting all the convos I have in a week?
No, because I haven't been on my social media yet.
It was fucking hilarious. And one of them was, like, Lucinda vibes. He was like Lucinda of math. I was like, that's actually a compliment.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah.
She's the greatest.
Anyway, guys, so don't eat your food on the drive is what we're getting at. Because you'll score higher on standardized tests.
The moral of the story is buy two packs, so you have one on the drive and one when you get home.
What if you eat both?
But I'm not saying I did that.
If you eat both, contact me for coaching.
And, yeah, use the carbs the next day in a leg session.
Fuck yeah, let's go.
I'm also not going to do that, but, yeah.
All right.
Back to serious chat. Back to being serious. I think a big part of minimizing the need for instant gratification is reminding yourself of your purpose and your why. You need, it's really important to like identify if you're working towards your vision and your purpose in alignment with your values, or are you trying to gain validation, acceptance, approval, recognition, etc. Because when Meg, we touched on last episode when I had that little, I was in that bit of a funk and you were like, are you, you were kind of reflecting, like asking me questions and helping me unpack it and reflecting a couple of things back to me. And when I like thought about it and I was like, my purpose is to XYZ, it really didn't matter how long it takes me to get there. Because it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, I'm trying to achieve a certain thing that is on my own timeline as long as I get there. Is that too vague?
Yeah, it's not about the pace.
So, yeah. So when you refer back to your why, it makes it very clear and reminds you what your purpose is rather than being a focus on like a need to achieve the thing quickly for those less constructive results.
Yeah. And that, yeah, the things you're wanting to achieve are not necessarily possible in that, like, if you're focusing on that, those quick wins.
Yeah, like, for example, I can serve my community better in terms of, like, empowering other women to succeed if I put in the foundational work to build it out really, really strong.
Yeah, I don't need to say that. And on the back of that, it's interesting because when you speak to anyone who has a lot of success from delayed gratification, they actually just fucking love the process. They love the journey. God,
fully.
And I can say confidently for both of us and all high achievers that there's not this end date where they'll be like, all right, cool, I'm good. So it's like falling in love with the process, or not even, I don't even, like, we don't have to think about falling in love with the process. It's just we fucking love the process.
We actually love business.
And
we love growth.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, that's the biggest thing. And again, when you revisit your values, when growth is such a strong value, you don't need those quick wins, the instant gratification, because even if you get those, it's not going to fulfill that need of growth. The last point, which we talk about in almost every episode, is these ideas of comparison to others and how that can lead into shame and getting you stuck in this shame spiral. And as we've said a number of times on the podcast, shame is the lowest vibration, and there is quite literally nothing productive that can come when you're in a state of shame, when you're shaming yourself.
That came up massively yesterday in this business audit, because this client was feeling so low and like kind of in a rut. Like, she's doing all these things in her business, but she's like, I'm feeling lost and I'm feeling like stuck and I'm feeling unmotivated and I just feel like I'm going through the motions. And I had to like break down for her whether or not the things she's doing in her business are things she's doing because everyone else in the industry is doing. Like, for example, like launching a training academy. Like, a lot of people will make choices in their business based off, oh, that seems like the logical next step because that's what every other Joe Blow that has the same business model as me is doing. But it's like, stop comparing yourself to what other, like, where other people are at and what other people are doing in their business, and get really fucking clear on what is the next logical step for you. Oh, sorry, not even logical. What is the next step for you that feels aligned to your vision and your values and your purpose? Because it's going to look different, and it actually should look different to everybody else. If you're just taking steps in your business because you feel that's what everyone else is doing, so you should be doing it too, it's not going to feel aligned and it's not going to be fulfilling, and you're not going to be integrated in the work that you're doing because you're not doing it from like your soul purpose. You're doing it because you think that that's like, you've compared yourself to 10 other people in the industry and that's what they're doing, and it's just going to feel icky and you're not going to excel because it's going to, all those feelings are going to come with it. Whereas, like, focusing, and this is actually one reason why I don't spend any time on my business Instagram. Like, I don't really log into it very often at all. And I should for a few reasons, but from the perspective of, I don't want to see what other people are doing in the industry, it's actually like an intentional choice I've made so that I can continue to make decisions that are purely heart led by myself, and I don't get caught up seeing what everyone else is doing. It's good to be aware, but I don't get caught up feeling a certain way because I'm not doing what the next person is doing. So I purposely have one of my assistants doing, like, managing that Instagram page so that I'm not getting bogged down comparing myself day in, day out to what others are doing.
And I'm like smiling like I don't know, like what, at the moment, because this is like exactly how I came up with this fucking cool idea.
I want to know.
I'm going to tell you as soon as we go off here, because it's so, when you said, I can't remember what you said, like something about your heart, like when,
heart-led.
Yes, like you'll be like, fuck yeah, when you hear it, because it is so deeply like
you,
me, and the business pillars and values. The other thing is, this particular offer is a thing, right? But the way we're going to do it is never been done before. And prior to me coming up with this idea, I actually hated the idea of the original thing.
You've adapted it.
Sorry for gatekeeping, guys, that like you'll find out before anyone else will, but just not right now.
We trust you found value in this episode and would love it if you could follow us on Instagram at TalkTobyToBePod.
This is also where you can find the link for our anonymous questions form that we'll answer in our Big Sissy Advice episodes.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.